KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today. A slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Police in Red Oak say three people were arrested Wednesday evening following a physical altercation at the corner of North 2nd and East Corning Streets. Officers on routine patrol came across the fight at around 5:15 p.m. and after a brief investigation arrested 30-year-old Jacob Wayne Dykes Vargas of Red Oak for disorderly conduct. Also arrested at the scene for interference with official acts was 25-year-old Chloe Marguerite Coburn of Red Oak. 32-year-old Dustin Allen Mills of Red Oak was arrested at the same location for disorderly conduct and on an active warrant out of Louisiana for failure to appear on original possession of methamphetamine and cocaine charges. Dykes Vargas and Coburn were being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each, while Mills was being held in the jail awaiting extradition to Louisiana. Police and Council Bluffs are investigating a home invasion and burglary incident. Officials say just before 8 p.m. Wednesday, officers were dispatched to 824 Fifth Avenue for an assault with a gun. When they arrived, 20-year-old Bailey English reported that two black males had knocked on her apartment door. She said that they said her name, so she opened the door. The males then forced their way into the residence and hit English several times with a gun. Several other subjects were also in the residence during the assault. English recognized one of the assailants and said his name. Both subjects then fled on foot. 22-year-old Vaughn White of Council Bluffs was identified as one of the two assailants. White was later located and arrested for one count of burglary in the first degree and was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. A second male subject was described as a black man with a dark complexion. He was wearing a black hoodie and red shirt. He also had short dreadlocks. Anyone with additional information on the incident is asked to call 712-328-STOP. Police and Council Bluffs say a juvenile on a bike escaped injury Wednesday morning after he was struck by a car. Officers responding at around 7:30 a.m. to Avenue G and North 21st Street determined 57-year-old Kimberly Shaw of Council Bluffs was traveling westbound on Avenue G when the bicyclist crossed Avenue G northbound at the intersection with North 21st Street. Shaw was unable to stop in time and struck the bicyclist with the front of her vehicle. Due to the high volume of pedestrian traffic in the area going to the Woodrow Wilson Junior High School, the traffic was only moving at about 10 miles per hour. The juvenile was checked at the scene by Council Bluffs Fire Department paramedics and released without treatment to a guardian. And while officers were on the scene, a second juvenile was reported to have been struck by a vehicle in the 2100 block of Avenue G. But it was later determined that the juvenile had merely fallen off his bicycle and was not hit. The second juvenile was escorted to the school by staff members where he was going to see the school nurse for minor injuries. The Council Bluffs Police Department would like to remind the public that all area schools are back in session and that you should use extra caution, especially during times that area students are traveling back and forth to school. Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said Wednesday that due to the construction on Highway 6 and increased traffic around the elementary schools, district officials are concerned about the K through 5th grade students walking to school. With that concern in mind, the district is temporarily providing pickup and drop-off for kindergarten through 5th grade students. Amstein said the school will use buses that are coming back into town from their country routes in the mornings and will provide drop-off service for students during the afternoon. The district will begin the pickup and drop-off service on Monday, September the 14th. The pickup times will run from 7:25 to 7:35 a.m. and drop-off time from 3:35 to 3:40 p.m. Amstein says Transportation Director Dave Eccles has mapped out five locations that are geographically situated to hopefully have the most impact. They're all located near an alley or empty lot to minimize disturbance of property owners. The pickup and drop-off locations, again beginning next Monday, will be the north side of 5th Street between Mulberry and Pine, the west side of Lynn Street between 4th and 5th Streets, the west side of Cedar Street between 4th and 5th, the east side of Palm Street between 9th and 10th Street, and the south side of 8th Street between Locust and Cedar. Students should stay on the sidewalk and remain respectful of private property. The buses will not wait for late students. Rides are first come, first serve, and students must obey all bus rules. In our funeral announcements, Mark Thomas, age 64, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Mark Thomas will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids, with Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids in charge of arrangements. Ernest Ernie Little, age 85, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A military graveside service for Ernie Little will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Robert Bob Madsen, age 74, of Shenandoah, died Tuesday at University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Bob Madsen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shenandoah. The Hackett Livingston Funeral Home of Shenandoah has arrangements. Judy Bentley, age 70, of Oakland, died August 22nd. A celebration of life memorial visitation for Judy Bentley will be held Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Raymond Voss, age 93, who's formerly of the Messina area, died Friday in Colorado. Graveside services with full military rites will be held for Raymond Voss beginning at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, September 16th. At the First Evangelical Lutheran Church Cemetery in rural Wyota, Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. And Neva Clark, age 99, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven. Services for Neva Clark are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.